Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Ready, Ryan?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Could you pump us up, please?
Yeah, of course.
Want to be pumped?
Right, on the count of three, we're all going to go, yeah! Ready? Three, okay. Two,
it's not crowd
one.
Work.
Yeah!
You said on the count of three. You kind
didn't
of...
hear you at the back. One, two, three, yeah!
Awful.
Over there, one, two, three, yeah!
It's like TV warm-up.
Good bit.
I don't feel like we're on TV. I feel like we're very far from it.
What do you want, then?
I thought you'd sort of, just really, really tap into my psyche to get me ready for this.
Right, okay. On the count of three, we're all going to go comedy!
Count of three. Three. Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast. Series something, episode something else. It's the 30th birthday special.
Yay!
Yeah! Comedy!
Birthday beats!
Hey!
Birthday beats!
Get out.
Happy birthday.
Doesn't feel like it.
Are you okay, mate?
No.
Birthday beats. That is big age.
I thought he was going to produce a bloody slick record, you know.
Yeah, of course. That's what you hope for.
Tony Wright, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Birthday beats.
Everybody cheer. Say comedy.
Hey.
That's good.
I love this
good
bit.
Crowd work. I think it's really good.
It's good. Yeah.
Very good.
You've got an enthusiasm, a light behind your eyes that I'm not used to.
Thanks.
I'm also joined by Max Smith.
Oh, yeah, he got it right. First time. Hello there, everyone. Welcome.
And Tom Looney. Yeah.
Looney.
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 Hit us with something loony.
Sorry.
Right.
Nothing more loony than an apology.
I completely zoned out. So.
Over to the side, we have David Rees.
Yay!
Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Oh, come on.
Ryan.
I thought you had to leave like properly.
I know.
Ethan James and Jimmy Ormrod is just he's just sawing his hard drive out.
Just hanging around.
He's
just deleting everything off it.
He's sweating a lot.
Yeah. The feds are coming.
Just trying to flush it down the toilet.
The animal porn's fine. It's the sketches.
It's a kecko.
Guys, how are you?
Tom, do you want to take this one first?
Yeah, since we recorded yesterday, didn't we? So, yeah. It's,
Well, don't let the people behind
the
curtain.
Happens.
This is what happens, yeah. So, well rested.
What's all this tissue?
It's from the back of my T-shirt.
Oh, he's been jacking it.
I'm wearing a fake
man.
Proper jacking it.
Just had to finish off.
Finish off on your fucking jacking it, yeah?
That doesn't look real. That doesn't look a real Carhartt
it's not
top, that.
15 quid, apparently.
Oh.
It's quite pricey for a fake.
I know, well, that's it. Really good fake.
Joe, there's probably...
Well, it's not, because he saw it and went instantly.
Yeah, instantly on you.
He knew, he saw me picking away at it.
Picking away at it.
Tony, thank you for joining us on the special. This is the first special you've done. There will be a couple of other people coming later. We have the likes of Joe McGrath.
Ooh.
BBC Radio's own Joe McGrath, that is. And then Staffordshire Radio's bulletin boy, Cameron Green. Anyone else coming?
Is Khaled coming? Can he make
it? I've asked Khaled, and Khaled can't make it.
Can't make it.
He made such a good debut as well.
He was, yeah,
he was saying he's like Ryan, but he talks.
Yeah.
We'll see Khaled again.
That's the dream, isn't it? You
know, I hope so.
Well, in general, we will.
I hope so.
You don't know.
So. Anything could happen.
Anything could.
Jesus. Tony.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yes.
Have you ever had, we've obviously had a birthday, but have you ever had just a wacky birthday, you know, something fun, something like, you know, pirate theme, no one turn up?
I have had a pirate themed birthday.
Really? What was the pirate called?
Well,
it wasn't a pirate specifically, but the place was called Pirates.
Oh,
just called
like a,
Pirates.
It's just called Pirates. It's like an indoor play centre, but it was pirate themed.
Yeah, cool.
And I
that.
Think,
yeah.
As a kid that didn't know he was Somali, quite a good place to go. I felt really at home.
I belong here.
We had a pirate place called Captain Coconuts.
You know it.
I wasn't invited there, to be fair. That one's a little bit too on the nose. Yeah, I get it. Right, on the inside, I'm a bit different.
Captain Coconuts.
Feels like a slur, that Tom.
It does, yeah.
Let's move away from that. Yeah. What about Colonel Chocco? Is he there?
Shit, sorry.
So how old were you for that one?
10. That was like turning 10. Yeah.
Wow.
Good fun.
10.
Yeah, good fun on it.
Yeah.
A lot of people turn up.
What's going on here, Max? Was
quite peeved that I got to do that.
Oh, seem bitter, because I'm bitter. He wouldn't be in my position.
Max had a pirate themed birthday and none of his friends turned up. It was just him.
I say friends. They weren't friends. Obviously, they weren't friends.
I forget this story but it is brutal, isn't it? No one turning up to a birthday
really
party.
Funny, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's funny.
How old were you for that one?
I was probably about 7.
15.
Just going around the schools. Hey, yep, want to come to a play area?
Yeah, we're not coming to that, mate.
No, you are. You've got the eyes. It's a free grub.
Colonel Chuck Ice is going to be there.
Captain Coconuts.
Max sucking off Colonel Chuck Ice.
Where's the chucky? Where's the chucky?
It would be on the outside, you know. More for you at that point.
Yeah, you know, I'm too high on my birthday, you know.
Yeah.
I've got these big coconuts to deal with, you know. Fuck, what's going on here? What's going on here?
It must be soft playing. You've turned into just smoke playing.
Hard playing.
I went to. I had a Wacky Warehouse birthday.
Nice.
So yeah, with Charlie Chalk.
That's another slur as well.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Who are these people?
Why on the outside? Why on the inside?
They're my two places, Captain Coconuts and Charlie Chalk. There was a great Charlie Chalk's out in Mobley. Yeah, the Frozen Mop. That was the restaurant.
I don't know what's going on here.
The
Frozen Mop.
The Frozen Mop. That's awful.
I know, yeah. Madness.
You know,
it was in the woods.
Some cabin in the woods with the Frozen Mop.
Everything from your childhood sounds like a 1920s minstrel show.
It was the 90s.
I think it was just a literal Frozen Mop as the entertainment. Googly eyes on it. Look at it move. Well, it doesn't. It's frozen still. It's the bloke underneath the bath. It's a bit cold, this. A lot was football birthdays. That was common. People hiring out a sports hall, that'd always be something. One year I did it, two lads had a fight, I started crying.
For your own birthday?
Yeah, but two guys had a fight. I thought you fucking really, really put a sour note on my birthday.
Would you like it if two people today fighted?
Fighted?
Fighted.
Fighted, yeah.
Wow.
Fighted for your birthday.
Not even going to answer that.
Really?
It doesn't deserve answers. Would you like if two people fighting?
You better fucking watch out for my swinging fist later, boys.
You and the chalk guys in court, yeah?
Just that sugar rush, man.
Yeah.
For a new character.
Max, did you go to any birthdays? Or
yeah, went to a few, mate.
Let me finish. After people just left yours, did you try and get them back?
No,
you know, I'm not going.
No. I think the reason they didn't go is because I didn't really know him. Like, it was a, you know, my parents moved around a lot. So
I heard your mum got about.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, slut. That's my birth mother.
Sounds like she got with Charlie Chaplin.
Very clear.
I should make that clear. It's my birth mother, not my other mother. So
she's frigid.
Famously frigid.
Very frigid. Call her the Frozen Mop. So, yeah, I've been to a few. I mean, look.
What are we talking about?
I think we've spoken about a lot of the parties I went to. There's the ones where you had to go dressed as something beginning with the beginning of their name.
Yeah, but what about younger ones? Like
younger ones?
Yeah,
not really. It wasn't until like year 7 that I started really sort of knowing people.
Yeah.
So
that's tough.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah,
look at me now, thriving.
I had a football party, and my dad was
finished.
Go on, carry on.
Anyone fighted there?
No one fighted.
Really?
No. But my dad was...
Fighted?
Yeah, my dad just was taking being the ref a bit too seriously. It was like it was his party. Loads of rules, you know, and then eventually I could see everyone getting a bit pissed off. So I was like, can we stop? Overhead heights. What's he doing? And then once he stopped doing that, everyone kind of had a bit of fun for about 10 minutes at the end. Like with the ball, if the ball goes overhead height, you're blowing it's a free kick.
Boring that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like 8-year-old boys. Yeah.
But did that inspire you to become a referee?
No, it didn't. This was just another thing of my dad's friend was a referee.
Showing off.
So he was like, oh, you should do this. And eventually it was just like, it's easier to just do it than to keep saying, yeah, maybe. Mm. So I did it for about 10 years. I was quite good at it. Yeah, it's not a career. What a career I want.
All right.
Yeah. What is the career? Look, what are you doing now?
What I'm doing now, living the dream, baby.
Yeah, nice, man.
Referees, you're always going to get abuse.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Always. What about you, Max? Did you ever have like a career path that you thought, oh, this could be me?
Yeah, comedy. And then after the years sort of drove by and I realised, fucking too
much. Not you driving by.
No, my chauffeur.
Didn't pass your theory.
the Uber driver driving by.
Yeah, man. Stop!
You're still not funny.
That's me to him. That's why you're driving an Uber, mate. And I'm waiting for one. Yeah, still waiting. Careers, mate. I just wanted to win the lottery.
That is true.
That's literally what I want to do.
Under Grand Cinema, is that still a dream?
I'll take it.
So it's not the dream.
I'll take it.
Now, look, I think Tom's robbed off of me a bit.
Go on.
Robbed off?
Not, robbed all my winnings.
Not quite sure about it. What's
travelling
happening?
I wouldn't mind going to some places.
Oh, really?
Where do you want to go?
Japan, America. That's about it, really. But okay. I'd like to see some sights before I go.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Whereabouts in America? Were you East Coast, West Coast?
Both. I love New York. Wow. LA is still really cool.
So would you like to go Route 66?
Yeah. But then even bits in the middle, you know, like Twin Peaks, a place like that. West Virginia looks really cool.
Nebraska,
yeah. Even the prairies, the top. Even the
Green Bay.
The
top.
That's meant to be really like dramatic.
Minnesota?
The Canadian border.
Hawaii. That'd be fun. Just win the lottery and do that.
And whereabouts in Japan? Is it Tokyo?
Just Japan.
Right.
Again. I think just explore both countries to the fullest that I can.
That'd be nice.
And then, you know, slip away into sweet death.
Wow. You don't have to die straight after.
Well, is that essential to the...
What are you doing 7 in Japan?
Years old.
The moment I get off that second flight...
Not the moment. When I've explored, I don't want to just get into Japan and be like, well, that's me.
I've seen it.
I've seen it from the sky.
Sayonara. That's what they say.
Choking on a salmon roll.
I'm allergic to fish. Yeah, that'd be good.
Charlie Chokes in Japan.
We found you, boy. Jobs. I think everyone in my family, that has jobs, just works so much.
Yeah.
And then you just well, that seems to be all it is then.
Yeah.
You just work and then you die. And it's like, that's not a life, is it?
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you. That's very kind.
Do you enjoy what you do in terms of obviously you do a lot of different things?
Yeah, I do, but then I sort of don't frame it in a way that I enjoy it. You sort of, it's only when you tell it to someone else and you go, oh, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Like the other day, we did a vape sketch. I'm really stressed thinking, why is Ryan Locke trying to bring this bloody set down? And
oh, the set?
Well, he didn't really do that. You know, just standing there gawping at the camera. What's he doing with his character? Is this, am I meant to get this? But, you know, it's actually a lot of fun to do it. So
yeah,
it could be a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah.
But I think
Don
when
Franco,
very quickly,
before he even said anything, to be fair,
maybe to it.
What about you, Tony? In terms of, you know, just before, yeah, not just before turning 30, do you have any aims for 30? Do you even bother with these milestones? Is it just another?
I think I am a very milestone person.
Oh, you are?
And I do. I'm excited to hit 30.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a good decade.
Fucking hell.
And I don't know why you look at me like that.
Because I was where you were once.
Yeah, no, it's comfy on the roof.
It's not comfy. My back hurts, my knees hurt. ass hurts.
No, I just think like all of my 20s has been spent trying to understand stuff. And yeah. I feel like I'm actually at the point of almost getting it.
Yeah.
So I feel like my 30s feel like a place where I go, okay, I might be able to just do something.
It might be okay.
It might be all right. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect or really fun, but I think it's going to be better.
Hey, wait till your 40s, man.
Go on.
Okay, so if Tony's like, I've finally nearly figured everything out.
Right, okay.
And I'm going to get to 30 and I'm going to, you know, it might be the good part. Wait until you're 40 and then it will be the good part.
There you go.
Sorry, I didn't think I needed to.
Did your parents enjoy their 40s?
Just sounded like you had some knowledge.
Yeah. Did my parents enjoy their 40s?
I think mine did. I think back, it's like, that wasn't a fun time.
No.
I don't know when.
Kids growing up and then just working, coming home.
Yeah.
Multiple 40. Jobs.
Let's enjoy the 30s before 40s come along.
Hmm.
That film, This Is 40, I've not seen it, but is that on the sort of...
Who's in that?
It's all right.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd and,
I've seen it, yeah.
No, what's her name?
Yeah.
She's married to... Well, she's more than that,
she's
but...
She's in all of the Judd Apatow films.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's in George of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Leslie something? Leslie Mann. Yeah.
Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Anyway, that film, I think, is along those lines of, you know...
A little bit of, like...
Stuck in a rut.
Yeah, maybe having ideas about what it was going to be and then realising that, you know, oh, this is just life. And
it's just the same, I think.
Yeah. It's like the pitch for the film that I reckon. I bet they use that. Well, we've got two boys who are in their 30s.
Yeah.
Max and Tom.
Yeah.
Any words of wisdom?
Did fucking turn back and go the other way, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Where have I gone?
Well, I mean, like, in age.
You look so reluctant when I ask you a question.
Well, why am I meant to answer
that? Anytime you're meant to expand on what you said, you say your first bit with such gusto.
That really put up on when you're asked to expand.
It's a rolling of the eye.
Yeah. Like, where the...
Should we get Max show written behind me, shall we?
Like a book of quotes. What
these
is this
guys?
Mean? Why are you asking? to be or to not to be? What? Any advice?
I feel like your 20s is... It's all right to doss about a bit.
Yeah. But not too much.
But I do think that, like, it can be a long life.
Yeah.
But I do think it will start to speed up in your 30s and you will feel that any time wasted in your 20s, I feel like you can look at it as like, oh, it wasn't time wasted because I did this or I learned this and I met some people or whatever. I feel like when in your 30s, you don't look at it the same way because it's like, that wasn't efficient use of my time.
Yeah.
Because it's ticking away. And before you know it, it's like, it's not so much that you'd be 40 because you're still living life and you're still happy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some people
are.
Yeah.
But it's that if you have any bigger ambitions of anything that you might want to work on, whatever it might be, it's like this time is crucial. And so it's just not, I don't know, the pace is different. Yeah. Feels different to me.
Is there something for you, Tom, that you wish you had done or that you wanted to?
Let's not start pulling at that thread, Ethan.
Best in Bitcoin.
Because it's not a thread, it's a tampon string. And it's in
Japan. Full of diarrhea.
You don't want what's at the end of it.
Oh, I do.
There is context to that. I'm not a misogynist, by the way. I've got him a woman.
Well, he is, but just not in this particular point.
Yeah, not in that case. Well, James Buckley, he was talking about how his dream is always to be in a sitcom. And then by the age of 19, he'd done that. Mm. And he was like, so, you know.
I'm not going to lie, that's a very specific case.
Yeah, but I'm just giving an example of someone who did what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then he said after that, you know, he's really grateful for the life he has, where he sees his wife and kids and he's well off. He's just very grateful for it. Mm. But I guess people just, get to that stage.
I think the idea of achievement is a weird thing, because you can have a life without this achievement that might be personal to you, that you're like, oh, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I need to tick this off. And when I do that, I can be happy and I can enjoy all the shit that isn't work, that isn't about achievement. But I don't know, it's a weird one. You don't really need it.
No.
But I don't know, maybe
I think
you
can
get
your 30s is the first time you feel old. Do you know what I mean? Like 20s, you're like, 20s is a thing. You're in your 20s. And when you get to 30, it is like,
I felt kind of old now. Yeah. Years ago. My 20th birthday, hated that.
Yeah, but
I was like, I'm not a teenager anymore. That's when I felt old.
There's older than there's like, I'm 32.
See, I still feel very young, but like resent the fact that I'm getting older. Do you know what I mean? Because that thing is that, I guess with age, I mean, this isn't a 30 thing, but like you get to a point where it's like, oh, I don't need to pretend that I like nightclubs anymore. I don't think I ever loved certain things that you did when you were like 18, 19. So it was liberating in some senses, but yeah, I don't feel like an old person. I still feel like I just want to be stupid and silly and not get too bogged down by things. And when people are too serious and loads of my mates having kids and stuff, whatever, it's like, boring.
Although I do want kids.
I think I do want kids. Yeah.
That's your thing.
So I look at you, Tom, and think, I can screw up in life, you know.
Wow.
God, is there more to that?
Is there, no,
that's it. All right, okay, cool. David Rees, everyone.
You can go in your 30s and still enjoy what you like doing.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, it's very different.
That's a thing.
Pick one.
Which avenue are you going down, Dave?
No, because I feel like in your 30s, I feel like you've got to have your dream job. You've got to, like, there's like a stigma, isn't it? Is that the word, stigma? But I think like a year ago, well, Tom's still enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Is he?
I don't feel like the stigma thing's kind of, at least maybe I'm talking for myself, I feel like it's always there.
Yeah.
Regardless of what age you're at, you're always like, I should have maybe done this by now, or I should be maybe on path or a bit further along.
But it's other people that have maybe got certain things on their ladder and it's like, that's what they, you know, they need it because everyone's, it's what you judge happiness by.
Yeah.
It's not the point at the end of it, you know, we're not trying to reach something. You've got to have a little dance along the way.
I had a birthday a few years ago where I was like, I'm just not where I want to be.
Mm.
And I was looking at, I wanted my script to get made. I was like, it's not happening where I am. So then I messaged my manager and saying, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm off to try and get this script made.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Not been made yet. still, it was great.
Not
to
with
get
the manager
though,
so you did leave.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a thought. I want to go and try and build that. So, but that, I think when I come to a birthday, that's where I sort of have that thought. Like, oh, I'm now 27, even though I'm only a day older from the previous one. I sort of compare myself to, which isn't good, but I'll go, how old was this comedian when they were doing that? Yeah. And you go,
It's very normal, especially around birthdays, because it literally is like a timestamp.
Yeah.
It is a designated time where you can go, okay, where was I a year ago? Or what were other people doing? But it's just not the same, is it?
No.
I think I've got my worst one coming up.
What, 35?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm in the first half of the 30s. I don't feel 35
I get what you mean.
All.
You're closer to 40 than
exactly.
you are 30.
Closer to 40 than I am 30.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Yeah. Just hanging around with Ryan.
Oh, I should probably get my own iPad for my 30s.
Yeah. Is that?
Or maybe I won't need. the Patreon. Just subscribe to the Patreon.
Yes.
And then get in the disco.
Not so I can buy an iPad. For £4 a month.
Please.
So I can rent one.
£4 a month, you get an extra episode every week. It's great. It's full of bumper things like a phone in. We speak to you.
Birthday bumps.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And we also do a special. Last month's was
Spill Your Guts.
Awful. Great yeah. fun. Max was sick.
Yeah, rightly so. Wow.
I just meant performance-wise. Yeah, really good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still giving it up.
Yeah.
What else do we do? Not much, really.
That's about it, but it's good, though. It's good value for £4 a month or £6 on the app.
And the rest of this episode, not from this point, will be on the Patreon. We'll split it in half, so you'll see us over there if you're enjoying this first half.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a trap.
Oh. The door is open. Hey! Oh, it's Joe McGrath, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe McGrath has entered with a deflated balloon.
Yeah, it's no recycle.
Oh, that's good.
And a Burger King crown.
Wow.
I think it's Burger King.
Oh, look at that. What are we taking? Thank you.
Probably is. I feel like that's a really symbolic boon. Balloon.
Pop that on my head. No. I did try. I'm just quite weak. I came out the gym and then I couldn't open the door. We're now welcoming David Reese and Joe McGrath.
Yay. Oi, how do? Nice to see you.
Look what I've brought here.
Could you pull your microphone
this
towards
seat
your mouth?
This is so warm, Max, isn't it? What's going on here? Heated seated. I brought you I don't know what C it is, but it's a Caterpillar.
Go on, you can give me the C if you want.
I think it's Charlie. Do you want some Charlie for your birthday?
No, thank you.
Well, Charlie the Caterpillar's there if you want some. Would anyone like his face?
So he stands for come down.
I'll have the face.
Which looks like someone has on that. Very well, though.
I'll leave that there. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's not for another week.
No, I reckon you can eat that in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 bites.
How much?
40 quid.
Oh, no. It would really ruin my day tomorrow.
Right, can we do where we film one of the Joe's challenges? Because it is sort of tradition where we have a...
Yeah. That's so true.
You do something as well as that. Because 5 minutes is doable.
As well as that? Could you do that in 5 minutes, Max?
Yeah, of course. Easy, mate.
I'd say if you do it on your hands and knees without using your mouth.
I am not getting on my hands and knees doing Charlie.
5 minutes for 40 quid, you're laughing, mate.
5 minutes for 40 quid?
Yeah.
And a cake.
And a cake.
Free cake.
Yeah, can we not all just share the cake? I wanted it to be a nice moment
Tom's
with us.
Tom's vegan. So
Tom's, it's vegan. Yeah, he's a caterpillar.
Oh, no, actually, no.
Good point, though.
Do you feel older?
No, not yet, because I haven't... It's technically not been my birthday. I don't enjoy my birthday.
Mm. How comes that? Just like, don't like it being about you, or...
Yeah, which is weird, because I like most things being about
me. Yeah, yeah. I think we share the same in that sense.
Zoe kept asking me, what are you doing for your birthday? And then she asked me 3 times in 5 minutes, and I went, would you stop asking? Oh, my God.
What is your dream day? What is your dream day? Your dream birthday?
What a realistic one.
Yeah. Mm. What time are you waking up?
Not really asked. I mean, after anything after 7 would be nice, because then, you know, you've slept.
Dream breakfast?
Maybe like a nice... This is just going to be the Am I a Tory segment for 5 minutes, isn't it? A nice granola bowl.
Oh, nice.
I like granola.
We can do that.
Something light, you know, maybe eggs. Something that's not too heavy.
What's your dream outfit?
Dream outfit.
Dream outfit. I've gone to there.
Yeah. just comfy clothes. Yeah. You know. Yeah. That'd be nice, please.
Yeah.
Dream amount of times you go to the toilet in that day.
Yeah.
Once would be ideal.
Once done.
But I'm more like a 15. 15 kind of wheeze and poos.
15 poos and you.
Like, I'm more like one poo and 14 wheeze.
They say as you get older, like you wee a lot more in the morning, didn't they? How's that for you?
I haven't had that yet.
Apparently
who said that? What have you been reading?
Some scientists, so I imagine.
It gets bigger as you grow.
Exactly.
Older, which makes you wee more.
Mm.
And you are the oldest, isn't it?
I'm not.
Tom is.
Oh, Tom is. Tom?
Tom, are you born in the
80s? No.
Lucked out there. 70s.
I just find myself weeing more. Thank you very much.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, well, you're healthy, aren't you?
He is quite healthy.
He's got more soggy trousers, though. Didn't even realise.
Do you know what? Sometimes I'll go to bed really needing a wee, so then when I wake up, I have to get up. Do you know what I mean? So like,
that is the worst thing.
The saddest.
That is stressful.
It's a 50-50, and it's a, like, you know.
I can't. Occasionally, there's times where I'm too tired to get out of bed. I'm just like, if I wet the bed, I wet the bed.
If I get a little thought that, as I'm about to fall asleep, that you need a wee, I just can't shake that thought. So yeah, I have but to go and wait.
So you go and wait.
Just dribbling it out.
As you walk it.
No, not as a walking, right, Dave. Right, right, right. Get to the bathroom. Sorry.
I imagine you're still
leaving
shit
a little
the bed,
trail
then.
So he knows where he's been. Needs to find his bed again. I'll follow the smell. Somehow I end up in my mum's room.
Fucking hell, I thought it was like on an 80s TV show then. Yeah. The set just killed the presenter.
In my 30s, I'd like to have a child within my 30s.
Yeah. That's
late 30s, early 30s. Or is there no
probably
rush
in like
it?
three years or
nice.
So.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'd like. Dream birthday. Oh, yeah, I don't really care.
This is it.
I like things I like doing. I like doing heads and volleys.
Oh, God, that's so shit.
But it's funny, though.
It is funny.
Because when you got like your mental mate Joe picks up the ball when he gets excited, that makes it all the more fun. It's fun to get tipsy.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up the next day hungover and go, oh, God.
Tipsy game of heads and volleys?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Have we ever done that?
I don't think we have.
I think you did. You played pissed.
Yeah.
You play better pissed, though.
Yeah, dude, don't I? Go on, Dave.
Yeah.
What else? I don't know.
Would you... I thought I would have done more open water swimming at this point in my life.
Yeah, but there's a little harpoon.
What are you laughing at
that for? I was expecting.
You're such a cheeky fucker.
So, like, open, like, is that sea swimming?
You know where you see people going into, like, the Lake District and just going for it? They look like they're loving life.
Have you seen the people that, like, go in, like, New Year's and go swimming in, like, the freezing water?
Yeah,
and
that's not
would
for
you
me.
Do it a bit
yeah,
now?
That's not my dream day.
We're halfway through the year. Has it been a good one? Bad one? How's
so
it been?
Far, so good, I think.
Yeah.
Can't complain. No complaints yet. Started up rock climbing this year. So,
oh, really? Congrats, Dave.
Yeah, look at the hands.
Gee, yeah, they're very blistery.
For listeners, they're just caked in.
You know,
how do you do other stuff with them sore hands now?
It's just where I'm so hard.
Nicely done, BBC Radio right. There.
Yep.
And your wankies out.
Peel potatoes.
No, do you know what? It's you just bite through the pain. You know, you grow up in Kent, you learn a thing or two about pain, you know.
Just Ryan to help out.
Sponsored by Kent.
Has Ryan come with you, rock climbing?
He has been.
He said he would.
Yeah. No, he's dropped down a little bit more, you know. But yeah, no, I've had no quibbles with this year. Do you know what I mean? There's not been
is
heartbreaks.
That like quibbles and squabbles combined
into one, mix and match.
Nice.
You know? Yeah.
Any aims for the rest of the year?
Get laid one more time.
One more time.
Oh yeah, that's another good thing that happened this year.
You got laid?
Yeah, man.
No way. Nice. How many people in the room this time?
Just the two of us.
Oh,
in two separate rooms. But you know,
are you peeling potatoes as well?
You're going to have to do yourself, love. My fingers are fat.
That's great.
I already am, Dave. Been rubbing my backside for half an hour. Round here somewhere.
No, don't tell me. It's like pinging the donkey, you know. Yeah.
Was it a date or?
No. It's just, funnily enough, on my birthday, went out.
One-upmanship.
Yeah. Cool. You know. Yeah. And it's just that.
It'll be coming round.
It's just, bit of fun.
No round two?
No round two.
Bro's got no game.
Yeah. After that.
A selfish lover.
Yeah, exactly.
I know another.
One and done. Yeah, it was...
How long was it? And
we don't need to focus on this.
No. How long is it afterwards that
you
told Ryan?
Too much.
How long was it? I told him the next day.
You told him the next
day? Yeah,
was it the first thing you did that morning?
Yeah, I was going to ring him during, but I felt a bit weird by it. You know, it
was, Dave, you were on Jeremy Kyle as a kid.
I was, yeah.
You can tell. How was that?
Yeah, really good. Good laugh. I was 18 in that photo.
What?
18 in that photo. Yeah.
Can we put it in?
It was
because
actually Dave.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
Dave,
yeah.
What do you think that really Dave-looking person was?
To be fair,
I thought you were 10.
Yeah, no, I was 18 there. Yeah.
The angle of the picture does make you look like an alien.
Yeah, no, it does.
Are you
serious?
You're 18?
Yeah. I had someone privately message me on Instagram saying, don't worry, mate, I don't think this prick looks like you. I was like, cheers, mate. I didn't have the art to tell him. 18.
What
were you on there for? I was in the audience.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
He said something about somebody was cheating on a toy boy.
Yeah. Do you know what? I can't really remember them. They were quite funny, some of them, but you feel like they're getting bullied after time.
Joe, you recently turned 30. You wouldn't think it.
Yeah. There's an element of surprise on people's face when I say I turned 30. It wasn't the good. Yeah, shut up.
So you cap off, go on.
Shut up, Dave.
Birthday present.
There was an element of surprise when I told a lot of people I was 30 because everyone.
Because you've done so much.
No, because I look rough.
Yeah.
I'm overweight. I sweat a lot. And just generally, just yeah.
No, you've lost a bit of weight though.
Yeah, no open water swimming. Just
looks like you're open water swimming.
Yeah, currently.
Out of breath and soaking.
I think it's hot this fucking room would be.
Yeah.
This warm chair.
It's quite.
What
it's
did
quite,
you do on this chair?
It's quite mild. This.
To be fair, I think it might
so
be these levels.
So you can't pass alcohol.
I've fallen back a little bit on the diet though. I had a secret Galloway's today.
What's a Galloway's?
Have you ever heard about Galloway's?
It's a secret, yeah.
What's Galloway's?
It's not a secret to everyone else.
I know Galloway's is big in St. Helens.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, it's big in Wigan as well.
Yeah.
And they don't pass the border. You'll never get them anywhere else but from St. Helens or Wigan.
So why is it?
Maybe I thought it was just...
Same with wives in
sure
the city.
Sure there was one in
Shut up.
Years ago.
Go on then, Google it.
All right.
Didn't survive, did it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a bakery. And
oh,
they do these
pies?
Mini meat pies.
What?
And I was doing good this week.
Yeah.
And because I was in Wigan, I thought...
Wednesday.
There's none of these any. There's none
when
of these
in Wigan.
Else,
oh, it's Thursday. When in Wigan.
Got two of these meat pies.
Nice.
No regrets. Well,
Galloway's.
After the first one, yeah, there was regret. But I had the second anyway for good luck.
Well done. Did it bring you luck?
Yes, I'm here today, aren't I?
The luck of so Dawn true. French.
They do say, you know, one for sorrow, two for joy.
Three for a girl.
Exactly.
Four
for it's magpies, you
And
mean.
Joy is very similar to Joe. It's just one consonant away.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Greeno.
Dave, you finished my sentence there. There's no way you were going to say one consonant away. No way you have that. No way you were thinking that.
I know what he's going to say.
Right, there's been a celebrity chef wanking into food for the past 20 years. Joe, you're in the food industry.
Yeah?
You're in the wanking industry. Who do you think it is?
Right, you've been wanking into food. I'm going to go with someone that we'd least expect. So I want someone who maybe is a...
Isn't a celebrity chef.
He isn't a celebrity chef.
No, just you wouldn't expect different ones.
No, you wouldn't. Maybe someone on This Morning. Actually, they're all
Gino DeCampo, you would expect.
No, there's another one who's going out with Fern Britton.
Yeah, of course.
I have a guess, because, especially with the sort of food and the weird shit he makes, Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah, that could
Phil
be
Phil Vickery, that's who I think. Phil Vickery,
I don't get
allegedly.
The vibe from him.
Nah, he's a weirdo, him.
If we've got Tom defending him, it's Heston.
Well, can I say this? If it's
Heston, isn't it?
Russell Brand's a great comedian. I wouldn't say a bad word about him.
Can I say this, though? If it was the best meal you ever had and then he told you wanked in it, how would you feel?
That's
assaulted.
Angry. Imagine if you tried it after.
I think there was
without any
salt
of the coming,
flavors.
You were like, this isn't as good as it was before.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'd like, fair play, I might as well.
Is it true at Galloway's, he said, we've came over one of these pies and he went, I'm not taking any chances, I'll have both. I'll have both, thanks.
Yeah. I spotted the jizz in the first one, I just carried it in.
Yeah, I'm not finding it.
He's to wash it down.
A friend of mine went on a date, on a first date, and the guy...
Oh, the friend.
This is Tom.
The guy brought a flapjack bake.
Oh.
And later told her that he'd masturbated into it.
No.
A friend, surely that's a Reddit story you've read.
Tom?
No. The friend in question, there's no way she would lie.
Oh, I thought you meant your mate did it.
No.
God.
Someone!
What a friend you think about it, you know what?
That's not lemon drizzle.
They use it as the golden syrup.
Sorry?
But that's what's in a flapjack, isn't it?
The golden
syrup.
I mean, I'm sure there was syrup as well, but there was also semen.
Semen, yeah.
I wonder when it would go off.
That's a good question.
What's the sell-by date on those?
How long is this going to last for?
Yeah.
Special's gone in the bin, hasn't it?
Who's that bull bloke that did MasterChef? He seems
Greg.
Like, oh, yeah,
Greg
yeah.
He
Wallace.
Seems like the
Let's go, Greg Wallace.
But he did his daily routine, and at no point did
he
say wanking
cook,
into
though.
Food.
He was just a critic.
Oh, fair
he was the critic.
So...
So you've got to take his word.
Are they doing an investigation? Will we find out who's done this?
Don't know. You're in the food industry, so
you should do. We should do a little. We should do a little podcast on it.
Yeah. Wang men.
Yeah, I do remember the wing.
Vaguely. Tony, are you okay to leave? Because Cam's coming in.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Dave, if you leave, Ryan is going to take your seat. And we'll move on to a bit of 30s chat. How's it been since post-30th? You looked very pale at one point late on in your night.
I was obliterated. I just got...
You going around having a good time.
Giddy too soon. Tequila shots were flowing.
Right.
Baby Guinness, that was a mixture. I woke up the next day. Ugh. It wasn't the greatest day to wake up to next day.
Because I texted you at 9 a.m. and you were awake. I was thinking, oh.
Yeah, I was awful because I needed a lot of wheeze and poo.
Were you on the radio that morning?
No, thank God for that. Wasn't on the radio that morning. No, it wasn't. But turning 30, I find you think more about your mortality a lot. I'm looking at life insurance. Have you got life insurance?
No, I've not even started pension yet.
No one insurance. Shut up.
Ticking time bomb.
Admiral said I can add it to my car.
What?
Admiral said I could add it to my car insurance.
That's nice.
I don't know which one's going to last longer.
Max!
Can I pitch something to you two in particular whilst it's us three? I've had an idea for a video where it's two teams, this one and this one. It's a race to Turkey. Whoever wins gets a hair transplant.
I'm all in. I've had a couple of calls recently, though. It's going to happen.
Oh, hey, it's Gambrie. Shut the door. Oh, my God, shut the door.
Here he is. Dublin's apparently really good for it.
You just want to go to Dublin?
Yes, I kind of want to go to Dublin for a day out. Turkey's obviously the best.
Is it?
Yeah, good care of
it. Why don't you go to the best one?
Yeah, that makes
why,
sense.
Because, why is Turkey the best?
Because if you something does go wrong and you land back in Manchester to complain, you've got to go all the way back to Turkey.
Cameron Green, everybody.
Speaking of turkeys, gobble.
Yeah, I'm up for a race.
If you're lucky.
We're just talking about. I've got a video idea where there's a team for Joe and a team for Ryan. All right, and they've got a race to Turkey. Whoever wins gets a hair transplant.
All right. I'm all in. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like the teams are just going to be going slow as fuck.
Should I tell you, there was an idea where I was thinking of a prank where it was going to be to Ryan. And do you know the way they do the lines on the forehead?
Yeah.
But they'd just be drawing a load of stuff and then they show Ryan and he's flown to Turkey to realise he's been pranked by a fake doctor. But you shave your head as well. Right. And then they do it. Yeah. But I thought, no, that's me.
You should have done it with the teeth.
Dave went brutal.
Katie Price.
Katie Price had all her teeth filed down and she looked like a little piranha woman. Was it Katie Price?
Yeah, well, all the chains. She had all the chains.
Yeah, she put it on Twitter, Instagram or something. Like that'd be a laugh.
Yeah.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, I'm up for it. I'll race you there. What would the rules be?
There'd be things to do along the way and then you got to complete them.
Who's on my team?
We could maybe do it like you pick at the start. That'd be a good.
Yeah.
I think this would be a great video.
I pick people with the most hair, Tony and Max.
There's no chance that me and Max are going to end up on the Gaza Strip for some video. No chance, mate.
We're going to get a spin drone strike.
Yeah, me and you in Hellmand or something. You're walking around with squiggly lines on your head and I've got no teeth. Come on, pop that off.
Cameron, we're just talking about birthdays. Do you have any that spring to... Of course, you're known for the Prescott pub crawl.
That's it. Keep that town alive, economically.
Are you going to do something... Because you're 30 next year.
Yeah.
Are you going to do something wild for it then?
My mum wants to have a party. She wants a party. I want a jazz band on. And I want everyone to... What are you laughing for?
A jazz band?
Just the Prescott jazz band.
Well, I did look up how much it would be.
Didn't know we had to bring our own instruments.
Yeah, I polished my trumpet all over Prescott. I had a look to see how much it would cost. It's like a bit over a grand to have a band follow you around for the day and just play jazz
when you go around.
So it wouldn't
just be at the party?
No, you'd have to get like landlord's permission in the pubs, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but you only go to one bar after about 12 anyway, so you'd be fine.
Why are you in the queue for a club? And you've got six.
Well, that was it. You could have it in Prescott.
And we queued a chicken, okay.
Would you not try and do 30 pubs in the crawl for your 30?
Oh, jeez. There's not 30 pubs.
Be a realist. He's 30 now.
Half a pint in each.
I wouldn't sully my reputation doing that.
Yeah.
What a silly idea.
What about a shot?
No.
So you do like...
No, I'm a pint man.
Just 30 shots.
I'm a pint man.
Yeah.
Pint of calls in every pub.
All the way through a night.
Yeah, easy.
We never got the awards done for one of the years.
No, we stopped doing the awards. Caused too much aggro.
Did
it?
It was mainly you getting angry.
You would do. It was like the Terminator award for that we just did on the fly because you started a scrap in a Spanish tapas bar
didn't
upstairs.
Start it.
What happened? Did I miss this one? Was this last year?
So I needed a win.
A few years ago.
And I went past this fella and I said, excuse me, mate. And he went, excuse yourself, lad.
Like, I like him.
I just need a wee. And then anyway...
Your cello's in the way.
5 minutes...
jazz.
5 minutes later, Dave's got my dad in a headlock. And it's all going down.
We have our first family fortunes.
Brilliant.
We have some great prizes.
Oh, great prizes.
I can't do Donald Trump.
Prizes.
We'll do first team... These three gentlemen.
Yeah.
That is Cameron, Joe and Ryan. And the rest of the other team. Our first category. We will do Who Deserves to Be Punished Pronto?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We're looking for the top three answers. Let me just find out who the options
reigning
were.
Reigning champion, and
the... Well, it's...
Will it be 4-5?
Can I just sort of preface this with what the forfeit is? Before we get into it, Max.
Hello.
Well, he's holding pliers, but I don't think that's part of it.
I need them.
Enough of this sour sweet shit.
Okay, your price needs them.
What's Harvey done this time?
So the punishment for. the punishment.
Hey guys,
I love movies.
Did someone say movies? The punishment for this Family Fortunes will be the good folks at Frog and Bucket have given me
very good folks.
Very good folks, yeah, great folks. I'm one of them. Have given me a slot next Monday.
Fuck that.
For Beat the Frog.
No.
5 minutes of fun, laughter, and good times.
I ain't doing it again.
I'm working Monday.
If you're being punished, you're being punished.
You're not shitting the router. Okay.
Let's give you the reasons why people are possibly being punished. Ryan, for refusing the challenges in the camping special.
Ooh, it's gonna be another
I wouldn't refuse another one. Joe, for creating the worst segment ever on the podcast.
Yeah, that was bad.
Stephen, for comparing the patrons to minions. I sort of upset all of them. Ethan, for taking so for talking so slowly and for following Jezza Lynch on Instagram.
Oh,
I agree with that.
He's a new kid on the block.
We don't want to hear you talking slowly, Ethan. Max, for stealing Ree from poor Jim Carrey. And Tom, for smuggling tampons up his arse. Not cool. Not cool. The results... Well, I won't get into that. You've got to guess the top three you're looking for.
I didn't even think I was in this.
I think I think Ethan's a newcomer. I think you're still going to lead the way, but Ethan and me are definitely up there. I'm normally second to last.
Oh, my God.
I'll show you what you're playing for. Teams, you could be playing for this packet of chicken super noodles. They're vegan as well.
You better back the fuck off.
You're looking for the top three answers. And there's only six.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking outside the box.
Don't.
Which puts you and Ethan at the top of my list.
No. Really? He's getting away with it.
No, I think the fans want to see him do that Frog and Bucket.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, don't ask me. I don't know what's going on.
It's myself and then maybe Tom or Joe. Maybe you, Stephen. I think...
Do you think Ethan's getting off lightly?
Yeah, I don't think people want to punish him just yet. Maybe next year.
I'm going to go for it. I think we just submit
Ryan
straight
away. Do you want to lock in an answer?
Ryan, yeah. Ryan, let's just get this out of the way. Pull the plaster off. He's at the bottom.
Ryan is in the top three. So you got one.
I think it's
me or Ethan. Me and Ethan, maybe.
I don't know. Calling the patrons minions... paying for the stuff.
I'm Gru. They're minions.
Yeah, I do think Stephen might
that's
be
quite
in
devious.
There.
They're my minions.
So you're going to say Stephen?
I think so.
I don't think he'd mind doing 5 minutes at the Frog and Bucket.
Ethan or Steve, go for it. Let's have a vote.
I think Stephen.
I think Ethan.
I think Steve, to be fair.
Correct in the top three.
Nice.
So I really think
I need
now,
to rewire my minions.
I think it's between myself or Ethan James.
Well,
Should we say you?
Should we say me? I was wrong. I don't know. The segment was bad. He took slow a lot.
Yeah.
It just depends what grated the more. Because my segment was so slow, we sort of
Why don't you
out.
Three have a vote, Ethan or Joe?
I think Joe.
I'll have to Joe. Joe. I think maybe Tom.
Are you locking in Joe?
We're locking
Joe. Correct!
You're
in Super Noodles!
How did you get away with that?
The key part is, which was the order of the top three? Third place was Stephen with 77 votes.
You're fine, Joe. You're fine.
Doing the fucking
hair transplant.
Oh, no.
They've been punished enough.
One. The person in second. The person in
his
second.
His face.
The person in second had a lot less votes than the person in first. I'll say that.
Oh, that's it. It's the same shit every year, isn't it?
And the person being punished is Joe.
Oh, oh, there's not a fucking chance I'm doing that again.
I am flabbergasted.
What? I got to do 5 minutes of stand-up.
I don't think you'll need five.
This is a shock. I thought you were...
Why? That is what for the white
Joe
noise one. Absolutely shy.
Ryan, now you know he's got the punishment. Should he do it on Monday, as Max has got the slot?
I mean, it's entirely up to you, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, no. He's
Ryan, you lost the vote. Little Photoshop, but that's the real one.
Yeah.
Ryan, over 70%. I mean this. I would have done it on Monday.
Over 70% of the votes, Ryan.
No way.
I would have done it on Monday. Did I look at you and go?
I am flabbergasted. Scum.
Still flabbergasted.
I have not listened to a word that's been said. Flabbergasting. Ryan, are you excited for the Frog and Bucket? Getting back on stage.
It'd be nice to go and watch Axe.
Yeah. What?
You know, maybe
you
I'll
watch
pay
him
for
at
us.
The top balcony when you're in.
Who's hosting?
Yeah.
I can look it up, but.
So Ryan, you have to take part in Beat the Frog. That is your punishment.
One day, yeah.
No, this Monday. This Monday. This coming Monday.
I've got some good material.
Have you? Oh,
but it only lasted 2 minutes, but I've got some good stuff.
Can we? Because obviously this podcast isn't going out until it's not next week. It's the week after.
We can record the audio.
We drop the footage right now.
Oh, brilliant!
Or we can save it for the Patreon.
That's true. Ooh, that's great.
Saucy. Open the second half.
We could use the first 30 seconds here and the second 10 seconds on the Patreon. I said Liam Neeson, guy. Liam Neeson.
I guess I could just try and do really badly just to try and get off in the first 5 seconds.
Didn't you do that 10 years ago?
Yeah. That was the comedy store.
Who
actually
would like the chicken flavoured super noodles?
You go for it. I'll take him,
please.
You've got to do the Frog and Bucket.
Oh, Joe can take him.
Well, Ryan, if you're not going to do that, we have a backup punishment.
I feel like it would be a lot worse.
It might be. This is one that myself and Tom thought of. Yeah. Just cut your fringe off.
No.
I'll do it like properly.
No. No chance. I'd rather do the Frog and Bucket.
Well, there you go then. There you go.
What time have we got a table for us?
So it's Danny McLaughlin.
Danny McLaughlin.
Great guy.
He's a really good MC.
So,
he'll be
I'll
nice
get you
to
sorted.
You.
Can we get a big table?
Yeah, I'll get you a table.
Thank you very much.
I'm not just going to get you a
Joe's table.
Joe and Chal.
Ryan does 5 minutes about Joe.
And everyone's laughing.
What are you doing back in the Frog and Bucket, Joe? You excited, Ryan?
No, not at all.
You can do a bit about your holiday in Turkey.
Yeah, can do.
We're going now. Oh, my.
is this definitely happening then? Because I can send my email.
I think.
Don't send any emails.
You can't pull out of the punishment, Ryan.
Ah, look, the audience, right? They can jog on.
You turn up
to the fucking bucket where I'm
on Monday.
You want to be paid for this podcast and not do the punishments when they come around.
You cannot pay me.
But you've got to
not
at,
do it.
You've got to look at why you were punished.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Oh, for dodging challenges. Yeah. I'm the four-time reigning champion. I shouldn't have to do the punishment anymore.
You should. You've continually upset the audience.
Well, and I will continue to...
Do you have any jokes? Do you have any jokes?
I've got jokes.
Do you see one of your rhino bits? That'd be sound.
Yeah.
I think you should use Joe's set from when he had to do
this. Yeah, I've got it all written down somewhere.
Why don't we all write you a joke?
Yeah.
Why don't we all get some posters of a fingerless glove doing a thumbs up and put them all around Manchester and tease the good people of Manchester about what's coming?
Fall out.
No, like, doesn't matter.
I think we're going to fall out.
Okay, it's now time for Ryan's warm-up to Monday. It's your laugh, you lose.
Oh. Here we go, guys. Is the timer ready?
Yes, sir.
There's a timer on the desk as well.
Okay. Enjoy. Hit it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah, cheers, Nan, but I'm still not going turkey. Oh, 2 hours it took me to do that.
And time. Yeah, I'm busy Monday as well, actually.
Someone laughed.
Joe laughed.
I laughed a little. Nah, I don't know if I was laughing at that.
Definitely.
Is
it cake time?
Joe, I was fully convinced that would get Joe, Max and Stephen.
Yeah, Joe laughed.
Oh, it goes with the turkey bit, isn't it?
It was the kissing noises.
It's all of it. It's a great message.
It's so intense for me. So
yeah. That's what I thought. I better move, otherwise I'll just be staring at Tony.
I would have hated it.
I want to see more.
Yeah, do it again.
Really?
Yeah. Like, hey, Ethan.
3, 2, 1.
Really?
Can you hear that?
Okay. Yeah.
Something going on.
Can you do a bit of the kissing at the mic, please, Dry, so people can hear?
It's even worse looking at his eyes.
It's evil.
We'll just dub it over. Do it again for about 10 minutes.
That is horrendous.
It's making me feel weird now.
Well done, Ryan. You got no one.
I'll be back next week.
I don't think you will. Something tells me we'll have we'll have Joe on doing it. We have some celebrity gossip for you.
Wonderful.
Could we have the jingle, please?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Brooklyn and wife Nicola Peltz pose in Montclair ad that they secretly flew to UK to shoot amid family feud.
Yeah, there's a feud going on.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Tom, I know you probably can't disclose this information, but have you picked a side in the feud?
No.
Thank you. Talking point 30th, what do I have planned? Yeah, just more in shock, please, Max. Thanks. I don't have much planned, because I've left it till late, and I don't like celebrating my birthday. Then when it gets close, I think, well, I should do something. Then it's just sort of, you know, giving in to the pressure of going, oh, I did something for my birthday.
Well, you've kept Sunday open.
Yeah. I don't know what Sunday is. Am I visiting Max's storage unit on Sunday?
We can't find Pump Pump.
Ryan's pacing around Manchester, just getting a little bit of people watching, ready for your stuff on Monday.
It'll be something. I mean, we could just tell him, but...
Oh, do you want it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going playing 18 holes of foot golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foot golf.
Yeah.
I'm going...
That'll be fun, won't it? Took us all day.
You were made for foot golf.
Yeah.
That pitching wedge of a foot you have.
I played against Annabelle on holiday. She never kicked a ball before. She almost beat me.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the two funniest people that you'd want to see playing foot golf?
Max.
Cheers.
Probably Cameron.
Third?
Playing foot golf?
Yeah. I'm really excited to watch James Ormerod, but
yeah, that would be funny.
You've got the trio.
He turned around to me today and went, "Is Sunday still happening?" And then he went, "I mean,
what fucking weasel,
man?" He went, "I mean next Sunday or the one after that."
That's a trick.
Fucking idiot. We made a separate chat without Stephen in.
That's so dumb.
Something's still happening.
Yeah, he's got awful small chat.
Massively punishment worthy.
He's paying.
Yeah.
He can do the 5 minutes.
Am I paying?
Ooh. No.
No, don't be ridiculous.
You get it for free.
We'll see when I get there. Ooh, card payment. We only have cash. I've never played foot golf.
Yeah, neither have I. Thought before.
Where is it?
Burnage.
Burnage? Who lives in Burnage?
VR escape room.
Yep.
No. It was a VR. There was loads of other things.
Is Ryan going?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Guys,
I've got to cancel the Frog and Bucket gig tomorrow. I can't be doing this here.
I've played golf here before, and it's 9 holes.
No one playing golf on the day, is there?
No. Nope.
Sometimes.
That's Andy. I shall return my helmet. In fact, I might as well
wear the helmet, please.
Yeah, I think I'll get some important detail.
Wear your football helmet. You should wear a helmet playing football.
Okay.
Turn it up like Petr Cech.
No, this thing's rock solid. This thing's like JCB tanker worthy.
Really tight.
To be honest, Cab, I have seen people playing golf at the same time there. Rarely, but I have. So.
How about half of us play golf and the other half?
Is it on separate holes?
But it's the same course, but separate holes.
Yeah, because the ball's not going to fit in a golf hole.
I just thought it's a bit random to have a football golf hole.
It'll be fine.
On a golf course. Oh, well.
You know, what's happening here is you wanted an answer about something to do on Sunday, and we've just come up with more questions.
What did you guys do for your 30? What did you do for your 30? I better go to Riga.
I was going to go to Riga, but yeah, COVID scuppered that. And we rearranged it, and then COVID happened again. It kept coming in waves, didn't it? So I did nothing.
It's kind of sad.
My family came. It was lockdown. It was one of them. You know, when you were in tears and you couldn't, like...
Well, I wasn't that emotional.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, but it was all right. Family came round. It was my ex-partner. She made a real effort.
You held that against her. Didn't you?
I got driving. I got a crash course of driving lessons.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Ha. the anger in his eyes. Then
I passed a year to the day. From I passed on my 31st.
Ryan, do you have any plans for your 30th?
I'm thinking maybe go-karting.
30th.
Yeah.
Live at the Apollo?
I've only been go-karting once. It was pretty good, so I wouldn't mind going again. I don't want to do a big party.
I wouldn't worry.
Yeah. Hey, I've got loads of bloody friends.
Yeah, and they're all fucking sick of you.
I don't like a day where... I don't want it to all be about me. So go-karting.
That's what Monday's for, yeah. When we're just cheering your name. Another
spotlight
minute.
On you.
Yeah.
Goals for 30s. Ryan, what are your goals for your 30s?
Just chill out a bit.
We could bring that forward a couple of weeks.
That's holidays.
I don't really know. Just try and be more content, do what I want to do.
Are you not content?
Well, no, because I keep thinking about going to do a punishment every 5 minutes.
No, we've already said that.
Yeah. I've actually been punished. But, you know, remember the last one where Dave didn't turn up because he was worried that he'd have to drink gravy?
He didn't have to drink gravy.
Yeah, I know. So...
Man shaved his eyebrows.
Yeah, he went... He's gone above and beyond.
He looked ridiculous. He looked fucking mental.
So what's your point? Dave didn't drink gravy.
Should be grateful that, you know, I'm even here today.
that's an awful attitude.
It's so much.
Dave didn't come because he was worried about drinking it, but you came.
Yeah.
And okay. People should be grateful just that you're here.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
Brian. The classic, my presence is my presence. Goals for my 30s. I'd like to get a sitcom made. I wanted to do that for years, and it's... what's yours, Max?
What?
Sitcom.
Ah, oh, mate, I don't want to say it.
Fair enough.
Somebody won't steal it.
It's Science Lab.
Two! Bigger and better than before.
Any of the goals, have a kid.
Caravan.
And,
like,
get a caravan? Yeah. Or, right, okay, cool.
When you can drive around.
Become
an RV.
Would you come in it?
I want to. Like Transformers.
Would you come in it?
Yeah, I'm buying it.
You get in a caravan?
No, that's the dream.
Any great birthdays that come to mind? There's one that came to mind, Ryan's 27th. That was really good.
What was that?
Well, Max and Cam went off to Wales.
Oh, you prick.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great day.
That's what trampoline.
Yeah. That was a great day.
We did kick air, we did some darts.
That probably is the best birthday I've had.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. Was it more so knowing those two were...
It definitely, because you sort of forget about it whilst you're having fun, and then you sit back down, and then you're just like, oh, Cab and Max are in Wales.
It's the updates. What did you have to do on a bus?
Yeah, we went to go the cinema, and we thought, well, do it for the bit, you know, we'll put your face paint as the Minion before we go in and watch the Minions movie.
So, oh no! I had to get on a bus and say something.
Yeah, you did. Weird. Yeah.
The bus I was there with, I had like three really young teenagers. Yeah, you. There.
So
and
you.
I already stood at this fucking bus stop with a Minion makeover. And I can't remember what it was.
The phrase was like, "Do you three fitties like Minions or something?" It was a crazy coincidence.
We parked up.
We've got the footage.
There was like an underpass with like this bus stop, and like, right, well, there's the bus stop. You'll have to get on. And he was like, "Oh, I'm so nervous. So nervous, like, it's fine. It's, you know, it's not that weird." So I just watched him walk off into the distance. I was pissing myself. He's gonna get arrested for something. And then about 20 minutes later, half an hour later, he comes back, and I was thinking, I'm gonna have to pick him up where this bus stops. He's just trudging down the road, looking like a minion. He's like, "There was three girls there. I looked at them, and I couldn't do it." thinking what they saw. They're all waiting at a bus stop. And they just see Max with a Minion face paint on, staring at them.
Is this from an underpass?
However far away.
Staring at him from far away, going, "I can't do it. I can't do it."
Fighting your inner demons. I won't do it to them. I won't do it. Walking away.
Ryan, could I offer you a third punishment?
Go on.
Ooh. A post on your Instagram.
Yeah.
That you can't delete.
That I can't delete.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Just can't delete.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what was this good? Is this the caravan haggler?
can I do your hair for the post?
That's fine.
I wasn't going to use that image. That'd be offensive. You can't delete this selfie of you, Ryan. Could I have your phone, please?
Yeah.
Ryan, you could read maybe your birthday entry from your diary, because mine only goes up to May. Should we go for November 19th?
Do it.
It's a hell of a scoop. Year 4 diary. Yesterday, in my house, our boiler got fixed. Finally, we had hot water. I was dying for a hot bath. That's genuinely what it says. I was dying for a hot bath. Stinky Stephen in the classroom.
Yesterday, I went to Asda. My sister bought me a present, and my mama.
Mama.
I was really in my Western phase.
Yeah, raised in the deep south.
And my mama.
Mama brought me a bowl of gumbo back from the Asda. It almost cured my diabetes.
It's just a blubber of spat tobacco on the page.
Should we keep a diary?
We don't have May 8th.
No. Maybe, like, I don't know if... Is that something you had to do at school?
Yeah, year 4 we kept a diary for the whole year. Okay. You know, keeping tabs on me.
Jesus.
I've never done one off like my own back.
No.
I kind of, if I think about doing it and I'd forget.
It's so, everyone is so bleak. Yesterday I went to my guitar lessons. My sister picked me up from school. My dad had to go somewhere, so he dropped us off at my mum's. Great. Dad's nice. Getting a nut. Joe.
Yeah.
You're telling us all about Oasis.
Yeah, Oasis.
It's been and gone. What did he say?
Messed up this time.
What did he say?
No, that's not gone out, is it? I've really messed up this time.
It's awful.
You've got off light. You've got off light, bro. Have you read the caption?
Is it the whole sketch, or is it just that
It's just that bit.
They're playing tonight on Wednesday the 16th, playing Saturday and Sunday, and they leave for Wembley.
Oasis.
Oasis, yeah.
Yeah.
Next 2 weeks.
You excited?
We go Wednesday.
Yeah.
You going Wednesday? You going tonight then? In the future.
Well, I nearly sold my ticket.
What day are you going?
11th. Friday.
See you there.
There was talk of a spontaneous holiday to Ibiza, which I don't think is happening now. 4 nights in the sun nearly tempted me to sell it.
So. Yeah.
Did you buy the good tickets, which were 150, or did you buy the expensive ones?
I got the original ones, yeah.
Original.
Slapped my bottom with the expensive ones.
Yeah. I thought you'd have some contact.
I tried, but even the contacts I've got, I've had to buy their own tickets.
God, no one's getting a freebie.
You got eight?
Yeah, me and Devin got eight.
350.
So have you split them four each?
Well, they were already apportioned to people at the time, you know.
Are you going to have to go with them?
It's a field.
You've got to roll with it. Yeah.
It's not crying out.
Yeah, nice.
Love that.
But what about the tickets, getting your tickets in and that?
Which is a QR code, I think, isn't it?
No, you've got to go in together.
Yeah.
You do. No, I'm not lying.
And in hand.
You've got to go in together. You've got to be with the person who's got the QR code.
The dealer.
There's no screenshots, there's no nothing.
Are you all in one bundle, or is it like two separate?
Well, no, he's talking shit.
I'm not talking shit.
Is it a live QR code?
It's a live QR code that spins. You can't screenshot it.
That's why we all have to go together.
Who won the chicken noodles?
God damn it.
Cam.
Nice.
It generally is true.
Chicken noodles and no stand-up gig, Ryan. Quite the Thursday.
Shit.
who owns the ticket?
This isn't fun, is it, Joe? Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, Joe, have you got any more gigs? Any holidays planned? Anything exciting before the end of the year?
No, I'm going to...
Thank you very much, Joe McGrath, everybody.
I'll see you all next time.
Thank you for coming, Joe.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for
Take
the
cake with you.
The cake. Yeah, you might as well have the cake, Joe.
Before you leave, can you do it in 5 minutes?
No, I'm not.
You've got time.
Just
what a phenomenal.
Have a little stir. Have a little go in it.
To leave.
The hungry.
Can we start
eat
a timer?
Charlie the long way.
I'll be dead.
The hungry caterpillar.
Eat him the long way.
No, do it on camera.
It's got to be on camera.
Mm.
I'll try to see how much you can fit in my mouth, yeah?
5 minutes starting now.
This is sad, isn't it?
Mate. Joey, you're on the clock.
So anticlimactic.
You've shocked at how this has turned out. He's holding a cake. Come on in, Ryan, and read us your birthday entry, please.
Thursday, the 20th of July.
It's not your birthday, is it?
20th of July. I can't sleep. Woke up at 2 a.m, then woke up at 5 a.m.
What about my gig on Monday?
And then I didn't go back to sleep. It's my birthday, and I opened my presents at 7:10. I got Pirates of the Caribbean book, Jack Sparrow toy, a mobile phone. My very first mobile phone.
What one? You remember?
Some sort of
Pirates of the Caribbean
one.
Phone.
Motorola Razr.
Whoa! That's a big hit of that. That was one of the good ones.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars. Another classic.
Spoilt kid.
Yeah.
It's not even finished.
Entitled,
well,
there.
Just, yeah. Money, brackets, £105.
Three figures.
At school, we did tens, which I'm assuming is tennis, games, and a picnic on the Downley Common. I then went home and had a friend round, Oliver, and we played a Godzilla game. And then I went, he also got me a Little Britain pen.
And then I went to bed. Chance me right, slurs.
And then I went to bed. I am 11.
Wow.
What? Incredible.
A powerful line to end
what
on.
What a birthday.
So poignant.
I am 11.
You could probably get diagnosed from reading that. Mm. It's now time for Family Fortunes. We have, who will live to be the oldest? You are playing for, a lovely vest, unworn.
Unworn vest.
Yes.
I look good in a vest.
Really?
You look good with nothing at all, baby. I'll give you your options. Joe, Stephen, Ryan, Tom, Max, Cameron, Ethan, Tony and Dave. So we're going to look for the top four.
I think people will say me.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think you.
Within the four.
Mm. Top four, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. You want to lock in top. Thomas?
Yeah.
Me in the four.
Top answer, Tom.
Well done, Tom.
Wow.
Well, just because you are the oldest and they see the word oldest.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, you're going to outlive us all.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah, ma'am.
It's because you're fit.
Thanks, Dave.
What?
And then yourself?
You've got teammates.
I think Stephen, maybe Dave, then they might think will live the longest.
I think they might think Ethan will last.
Do you think?
Will last a while.
I feel like
they'll. I think they think
he's slowing down to just a stop.
He's going so slow that he's actually going to have such a long
he's
time.
He's saving his energy.
A day to him is like 30 to us.
Ethan
so,
years.
Yeah. We got, the average person lives to like 75. He's going to be like 130.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
See, I think Ryan, like personally, I just whether the viewers will think Ryan. Mm, yeah. I don't know, just kind of skinny people just
won't let go.
They just live longer. Like it's a thing, like people that are not too tall. Mm. So it's a thing. If you're quite tall, you don't live as long.
Should we lock myself in?
Oh. Ryan lock.
Incorrect.
No.
No.
I wasn't gonna lock you in, I was gonna say fuck it, go Stephen.
Too late. It passes over.
I don't believe in the skinny people live longer shit.
No.
I have to believe that, otherwise I'm terrible. Should we go for you?
Count your days, Max. Count your days.
They didn't say Stephen today.
I would say Stephen. Good diet, pescatarian.
I'm fourth. Ooh. So you win the vest.
Yeah. Oh.
Well done.
I can go with the other Gymshark stuff I'm selling.
So that means
Ethan's ironing it up.
Come on, let's have it. Who was
second
it?
Was Max.
Oh. Yeah.
Third was Tony.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe was bottom with 8 votes. They're probably his family, just hopeful.
Joe's fat fingers.
The insurance are going to use that as evidence. We can't, Joe. We really can't. Have we done who will be first to have a kid?
Yeah.
We've done that?
No.
No, we've
I feel like you've done that.
We discussed it very briefly on another podcast, but we've not done it.
We discussed it within ourselves.
Same options, except Ethan isn't there for some reason. Sorry, Ethan.
Really so.
First one to have a kid.
Yeah, a kid that is willingly there.
Right, okay.
Ethan, that's why I had to remove you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Are we starting because we're sat down?
So there's 8 people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I'm looking for the top 3 answers.
Stephen.
Stephen, yeah. What's Stephen in?
Correct. We have top answer. Well done.
I think you.
I think people might say me.
Yeah. What are you playing for, guys? I hear you ask. Great question.
The kid.
They're Ethan's, actually. They're from his birthday.
Oh.
Meant to give him a back. Some lovely football cards.
Oh, I'm a winner today.
They'd look like they'd be great in for a tin of custard creams.
Ah, oh, lovely.
You can play for a pack of Shade Sweets. They're vegan.
They're actually
perfect.
Very nice. I really like them. Right. Zoe's like, I can't eat them. I said, what?
What's wrong with her?
They're delicious.
Things aren't going well in there.
What now? I want to eat them, but you're eating them too much.
Don't throw shade from your own life onto me. He'd never throw a shade.
Yeah, that was part of the brand deal. We planned that earlier.
I want to eat, but you're eating too much.
Said mum.
I live with my mum. I haven't seen her for about 10 years.
Said mum on the phone. Yeah, I've got that.
Intercepting the delivery driver before she gets here. I said she. Yep, I'm woke.
Anyway, I think these are delicious. Not in an ad. He must have just got a company to make them.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thought he made them himself.
Good point.
Should we say me?
Tom,
I feel like
we're locking Tom in.
I think Tom. Yeah.
We're locking Tom in.
Bastards.
Probably not.
Devastating.
Callback. It goes over to Cameron, Tony, and Dave.
We're going to lock in Cam.
Oh! The face. No one can handle this juicy booty.
That's it.
I'll pass it back to you guys if you want.
Maybe Ormrod?
Ormrod?
Is he in it?
It's
just Joe.
Are you locking in Ormrod?
Is it Joe?
Are you locking in on that?
Joe's in there.
Oh, Joe, maybe, actually, yeah.
Joe is going to get married this year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Joe.
We'll lock Joe.
Correct.
Do you want to lock Joe in? Yeah, correct.
Well done.
Thanks.
Wow.
Didn't even lock it in.
Yeah.
We did.
I'm bored.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, we were about to lock it in. I was happy with Joe. Now one more.
One left to get.
Said Stephen, we said Joe. It's not going to be him.
What about?
I reckon, ironically.
Oh, it could be. Is this... Are we on to the third person now? Is it the third placed person?
It is the third placed person.
Is there a big
actually,
gap?
Actually, is it? No, it's the second
place. It's the second placed person.
Really?
I don't think Tony, Dave, Ryan. I think you or Cameron.
Me?
We already said Cameron. So I think...
Me?
I feel like...
I'm not having a kid. Refuse to.
Could be an ironic vote. Well, who do you want? I've got nothing. Who do you think?
Fine, we're locking in Ryan.
Really? I think more chance with Dave.
Fine, we're locking in Dave. Dave, we're locking Dave. In...
Well, let's lock in Max.
We're locking in me.
Locking in Max?
Yep.
Locking in Max.
Incorrect.
Oh. So how good would it have been if I just was like, fuck all these, it's Max. And it was.
It goes over for the last time to you guys.
So what is it? It's either Dave or
I reckon Ryan, ironically.
Let's lock it in.
Better than whatever we've got.
Yeah.
Give
us Ryan.
Ironically. Oh, it's Dave, which means I get this one. Yeah.
Yeah. What, for second?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's just because of your rambunctious nature and thoughtlessness of protection.
Wish me? Yes, please.
You need to earn them by getting the question right, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Who will be the worst birthday guest to have at your birthday party?
Ooh.
A lot of options here. I'll quickly run through them. Conor McGregor, Donald Trump, Tommy Robinson, Bonnie Blue. Thanks, Dave. Where was I? A lot of bad people.
Conor McGregor, Bonnie Blue.
Joe, Will and E, Elon Musk, Benjamin Netanyahu, Vladimir Putin, P. Diddy, Russell Brand, any F1 fan, Kim Jong-un, Bevo, James Ormrod.
Jesus Christ.
So, I feel like if I had Bonnie Blue at my party...
Top five answers we're looking for.
That's 1,000 guaranteed men coming to my Pirate Pete's party.
Do you think?
So I would have loved her there. who else? James Ormrod's got to be in there. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Should we lock in James
Let's
Ormrod?
Let's lock in James Ormrod.
Top answer. With over 25% of the vote.
Joe's there as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Joe's got to be, right?
I feel like Joe's a good...
Second answer, 124 votes.
Is there anyone else that's not... it was just them two from us lot.
Kim Jong-un's sort of us, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a great friend of the podcast.
I think maybe P. Diddy.
Big in the news right now.
Yeah, so is Bonnie Blue, though.
Yeah, but...
What news are you reading?
It's Twitter, isn't it?
I feel like Conor McGregor's not a great person to have at your party.
No.
He'd be great when he just, you know, punches home run.
After everyone else has.
Should we lock in Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I mean, people aren't going to go Benjamin Netanyahu, are they?
What are you playing for?
Surely not.
Let's go with that, yeah.
You're playing for a barely used Lynx can that says my name on it.
Barely used?
I used that one.
Oh.
Yeah, Ryan used it, not me.
Okay. Stephen flavoured.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think, yeah, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Conor, yeah, is not on there. Conor McGregor, no.
Okay.
Incorrect. I'll give you another life before it gets passed over.
Who was like another P. Diddy? If P. Diddy's on the list...
I'm going to go Benjamin Netanyahu then.
Which one is it?
Really? P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Incorrect. Yeah. It gets passed over.
Wow.
It would be sweet if it was Netanyahu. Yeah, though.
No, that's what
to be fair,
Cam was saying that. Lock it in. I can go for that.
Old Benny boy.
Fifth is Benjamin Netanyahu. Well done.
Really?
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah. The two you missed out on were any F1 fan and Bevo.
Oh, I got Bevo.
Bevo.
Bottom, and therefore most popular out of all them, is Kim Jong-un.
Yeah,
the Lynx is yours.
Thank you. Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
So let's have a Stephen lies.
Stephen sweet little lies.
So we'll have our question under the couch. Well, it's just under there. We don't have to go under there. We all have to answer it. One of us has a different question. You got to try and blend in, and we'll try and work out who it is that's had the different question. Right. Also, coming up in the second half, we have the top 10 moments of season 3.
Ooh.
Wow. Tease that. Although if you win, Ryan, you probably won't want the prize because you don't really do that, do you?
No.
Consequences of votes.
Don't remember there being a prize.
There isn't.
A 24-inch TV.
To match your forehead. Trampoline.
Naughty pictures.
Lego castle chess set.
And the question was, what's the best birthday present you've received? So let's open it up now.
From who?
who got you that?
From who? Who are these presents from?
You tell us, Cam. Yeah. Where did you get your naughty pickies from?
It was pics from Dave's naughty nan, and I thought, oh, that's a bit nasty, I don't want to dox her. So I'll change it to just pics naughty.
What were your pictures?
Just, you know, bouncing around on a trampoline.
What's so naughty about that? Did they have the shoes on?
And nothing else, yeah. And nothing else.
Do you know what I'm imagining? You know, from
your nan with a tits out.
Big old Dutch clogs.
What, you imagine that? Yeah. You know, was it Jurassic Park? Doing that.
The password.
Yeah.
That's not the password.
I'm looking for a new roommate, guys.
Brought it back.
How old were you when you got these pictures?
13.
Wow. Right, now a little edit. How old was the person in the picture, Cam?
Dave's
got name. Got it.
No!
That is naughty.
No!
That's
you fucker.
What?
Oh, no.
I didn't fuck her. I'm believing this.
Happy birthday.
Does it get naughtier than that? Thanks, Uncle Alan.
Don't even like Lego.
How about we just start this whole thing again? We just start all over again, yeah?
You're gross, mate.
Apparently.
You're gross.
It's like being entrapped by the FBI.
Yeah, so I have a fear of trampolines, that's what that is.
Oh. Yeah. You scared of trampolines?
No, I was just pretending I had a different question.
Love trampolines.
Good at, yeah, really good. Although I didn't get it for 2 years.
Oh, I didn't? No.
No, I got a picture of a trampoline for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
Mum said, I'll get it you one day. And then we watched Titanic, and I was crying a lot. And yeah. I think it was mainly due to the trampoline.
Not being there.
It's more than Jack and Rose.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would have been great to have a trampoline on the Titanic.
Why?
Yeah.
Bouncing around.
I think that would have
saved you,
wouldn't it?
Yeah,
for a bit.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not sure. Still died, you know, in the icy Arctic waters.
Sure about the physics.
A bit of warming up, though, before you fall in. Course,
it'd have been handy if there was a trampoline at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Just straight back up.
24 inches, is that big?
Yeah, not now, but at the time it was quite big.
How old were you when you got
24
it?
Inches.
I think I was 14, 15, one of them. It came in like a big box, and my dad, like, so I remember seeing it in my parents' bedroom, but it was already wrapped, and I was like, oh, is that my TV? My dad was like, no, that's a present for your granddad, you know, gardening tools. Just fully believed him as well.
Oh, it's good having a thick kid, isn't it? Yeah. My parents would be sweating going, the surprise is done.
How would you ruin the surprise? Is that my telly?
Yeah. I didn't say it like that. I was like, oh, what's that? Then, yeah. Deep down, I was hoping it was a TV. I was right.
So, should we vote on who we think got the different question?
I've
Dave.
Got a slight inkling. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dave as well. Thanks, Lego.
Yeah, it's got to be Dave.
What did you get, Cam? What was your question?
What's the worst thing you've been sent on your phone?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
No way. You've been. That's the worst. Christ. You've definitely had worse.
Well,
sent worse.
Is it specifically because of who sent it?
Good question.
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
That's not a good answer.
Yeah. I've set James Orwood my earwax before. I think that's worse than naughty pics.
What'd you do that
for?
That's
one of the better things to receive.
Exactly.
How'd you send
earwax
on a phone?
That's naughty in his world, Dave.
Just like wipe it on it.
No, I've got one of them like look-in ones. I was having a load of fun with it, but turned out like I needed my ears doing for quite a while.
There's like a little camera you can put it in your ear too.
Oh, it's brilliant.
You can scoop out the earwax with it as well.
Oh, mate, they're sick. Recommend. Nice.
You got me there.
You could do a whole camera down.
And? The rest of the podcast. There were signs he was having a stroke. That you were.
Yeah.
Nice.
To one Rod's earwax as well.
Nice.
I'm not going to say another thing.
Well done, Cam. We've done our fucking family fortunes. Goodie bags, what happened to them? Remember when you went to birthday parties and they had goodie bags?
Oh, yeah, stickers and lollipops.
Do you remember when you go to birthday parties and they'd have goodie bags?
Yeah,
pictures.
They were great.
Yeah,
they were
that was,
good.
That was the main part of go.
Yeah.
And what was in them?
Fucking spot the paedophile. Stickers and what do you call it?
It's kind of starting to get in there though, isn't it? Oh. Yeah, crayons, pictures to draw.
Those pipe cleaners, they play with them as well. Tie around your boobs. What boobs, Ryan? Boobs? So I remember the first birthday party I went to and they didn't have goodie bags and I was like, oh. What's the point anymore?
Literally, I would have been the same.
Shocking. Why does that die out?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's still a thing. Is it still a thing?
No, but I mean, when you reach a certain age, it's not really a...
I've seen like billionaires do like proper big ones, like where they do like iPhones, like car keys. I assume to a car.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. It's round car keys. Oh, thanks!
Concierge has had a nightmare. Just dish him out. Someone's phone here as well. Kevin Hart concert.
Take it.
Yeah, the Oscars, they get a big goodie bag.
They do, yeah. So maybe we bring it back. Bring it back for Sunday.
What's... Oh, well,
then
shit.
Bring it back.
Don't do it if it's a surprise, though.
No, I'm at a wedding.
Congratulations, though.
Okay, cheers, mate. Yeah. Nice one. If you could save me one, that'd be great.
I think a goodie bag is more the parents that do, isn't it? So when you get to a certain age, you're not...
30, I could be a parent.
Mm.
You could be, yeah.
I should start doing goodie bags.
Mm.
Or baddie bags.
I think you need to have to have the child first before you start with the goodie bags.
I don't.
You can't turn up at kids' parties and start giving out goodie
bags. Lollipops, stickers.
Oh, don't worry, I'm 30. Don't worry.
Kids.
Yes.
Turn up at the party. I'm 30. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry
about me. There's some car keys in here for you. I'll be right back.
We're now going to carry this on into the Patreon episode where we'll have the top 10 moments of season 3 as voted for by all you guys. We'll have a visitor come in. He's magic. We've got Ryan's trying. What he's going to try before he's 30.
Yeah.
We've got three more family fortunes. We've got secret segments, the quiz of Stephen tries, and Stephen's surprise. What else do we have? Did you have to bring in sweets for classmates? Find out in the Patreon. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. I've been joined by Ryan Locke. Look at that ass. Cameron Green.
Yeah,
green fingered mammal.
Thank you.
David Rees. The Rees piece. Max Smith. Smith Ben. Tom Looney.
Looney.
Tony Wright. And Ethan James.
Ethan.
And Joe McGrath.
Joe,
I remember him.
Joe,
see him in a state in Oasis.
Yeah, been arrested now, hasn't he? Yeah. By the time this goes out,
probably.
Shame.
I know Joe.
Yeah.